futures steamed limit higher on Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment declined last month as coronavirus concerns grew. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy Dole, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service did report a few early trades in Kansas at $105 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Prices in that region last week were at $112. Live cattle and feeder cattle futures, though, were limited up across the board on Tuesday, building on what was mostly modest to strong gains in the previous session. Support included higher outside markets for most of the session, which were tied to hopefulness about peak coronavirus infections coming sooner rather than later. However, declining wholesale beef values, iffy demand patterns going forward relative to supplies, and early indications of lower cash fed cattle prices this week make it hard to square the move with anything fundamental. Live cattle futures closed expanded limit up $4.50 in light trade. Feeder cattle futures closed limit up $4.50, also amid light trade. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and higher on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.17 lower Tuesday afternoon at $227.88 a hundredweight. Select was $2.72 higher at $217.75. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher. As for soybean futures, after fractionally mixed to 2 cents higher through Jan of 21, they closed mostly 4 to 5 cents higher. I had price trends from just one weekly Tuesday auction with any sort of volume available at press time. That was for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. Steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold $7 to $10 lower. Heifer calves sold $4 to $8 lower. There are 1,756 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices gyrated wildly Tuesday, sharply higher for much of the session amid continued positive signs that the spread of COVID-19 is slowing, but then selling off toward the end of the day as investors took money back off the table. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 26 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 4 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 25 points. Concerns about the impact of the global coronavirus pandemic on the agricultural economy drove the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer 47 points lower to a reading of 121 in March. That was the steepest month-to-month decline since the barometer began. The Ag Economy Barometer is based on a mid-month survey of 400 U.S. agricultural producers and was conducted March 16th to 20th as the coronavirus crisis escalated in the U.S. and around the world. According to James Minter, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, while originally it was thought that the coronavirus effect would be limited to trade with China, now it appears producers are bracing for challenging financial times leading into the 2020 planting season. Both sub-indices of the barometer also recorded their largest one-month declines since the data series began in 2015. The Index of Current Conditions fell 43 points to 111. The Index of Future Expectations dropped 49 points to 126. That's the lowest since September of 2019, when weak commodity prices and unresolved trade disputes left many farmers concerned about their financial futures. Among specific survey highlights, 74% of respondents said they were either fairly worried or very worried about the impact of the virus on their farm's profitability this year. That sentiment also spilled over into their perceptions of financial performance, with 40% of respondents expecting a worse year compared with 2019. 47% of respondents expected the soybean trade dispute with China to be resolved soon, down from a January peak of 69%. 68% of respondents expected the trade dispute with China to be resolved in a way that's ultimately beneficial to U.S. agriculture. An average of 80% of respondents thought so in January and February. Finally, 62% of survey respondents anticipated that USDA would provide market facilitation program payments to U.S. farmers for the 2020 crop year. That's compared to 45% in February. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.